things are going pretty well. Is that safe to say? June's a lot more fun than May and April. Can you put into words how exciting the run has been, and watching the wins pile up and knowing there's still work to do, but you guys are giving yourself a good chance here, and that's the key thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Giving yourself a chance to win every day is definitely the key. And I mean, just seeing everybody happy in the clubhouse is quite a sight, you know, especially for what we went through earlier in the season. You know, guys are, you know, hanging their heads, just in their locker, no music's going, no games are playing, you know, just nothing. And now it's just, it's a lot more lively clubhouse.
And we talk about this all the time, Britt, but how much fresher is the bullpen, and how much more energy do you have with the starters on the run they're at going deeper into games the last couple of weeks?
A lot. I mean, starters have been doing a great job as of late, and bullpen has too.
Brett Cecil joining us, of course. And you know, you get back in the divisional games. Are you guys honestly so locked in, it's who are we playing the next day, who are we playing the next day, and it's not really looking at big picture, thinking about how many wins you need for playoffs, watching what other teams? It's probably in the back of your head, but you can't make it your first concern, can you? It's how you guys are playing.
Yeah, no, it all starts with how we're playing. And, yeah, I know people were saying that, you know, Texas is a little bit of a slump, but, I mean, I think, on the other hand, I think we pitched well, we definitely hit well. You know, I think it had a lot to do with how our team was playing, not how their team was playing.
Well, a good team's a good team, right? I mean, the people are beating you guys early in the year. Nobody's taking the wins away from them, are they?
No, absolutely not.
Since the middle of May, you've been lights out. Since then, every outing, you've been so locked in. What has turned around for you this year that's been able to post these kind of numbers, Brett?
I think doing, and I've said this before, doing the velocity program with Jamie Evans, it's really helped, obviously the physical part, but also the mental part, just because really all a pitcher wants throughout a whole season is just to feel good, to be healthy. And, you know, your arm feels good, it's going to translate into, you know, better outings. And I have told, you know, pitching coach, bullpen coach, other guys on the team, you know, I've told them there's never been a time that my arm is, you know, not felt 100% or it's a little stiff, it's a little this, a little that. I haven't had any of that. And, you know, I credit that all to the throwing program and the work I put in the off season and the work I'm putting in now, you know, before games, after games, and, you know, just can continue to do that.
You've been a teammate of Dustin McGowan's for a while. Rewarding to see him back and pitching and being able to contribute. It's in small doses right now. It may not be exactly the role he wants, but it's knowing what he's been through, it's got to be good to see him as a teammate pull this off so far.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know. I don't think he's going to mind what role he's in right now. I mean, I'm sure he's just glad to be back in big league clubhouse and pitching any way he can. But, yeah, it's definitely great seeing him back, and another testament to the throwing program. This guy's been through just about everything you can for injuries as a pitcher, and you know he comes up in his first two games are back to back, and you know, I know he went back to back in AAA. So I mean, that just shows how much this program really helps, and certainly for Dustin, it's something really great for him.
But you know better than most, Brett, that baseball can be a humbling game. We've even seen it with some of the greats, like Cliff Lee and Roy Halladay. They've been knocked down, had to pick themselves back up. How much contact are you having with Ricky Romero as he gets through, works through his problems to get back to the big leagues?
You know what? I talked to him a couple times after spring training, but that was really it. Just because I know when I was going through stuff like that, I mean, getting texts from some of the guys were nice, but it wasn't, it's not something that would, I don't want to say would help me, but it's not the type of person that I am, is to have, you know, pick-me-up text messages or pick-me-up phone calls or anything like that. That's just not the type of person I was. To me, it feels like I'm just being babied, and I don't like that. And I tell, you know, I've had to tell my parents and other people this, like, don't call me and say, oh, man, how are you doing? Are you okay? You know, it just feels like I'm being babied, and that's not what I need. So, no, I haven't talked to Ricky that much, but I have to shoot him a text here in a little bit, just ask, you know, what's going on.
Before you go, you've watched a lot of baseball here in Toronto as a player, and obviously been a big contributor to it. Was there, I don't want to say a low point in the season, but was there a moment where you thought, it is coming back for us as a group? I mean, the winning feels great. And again, you're giving yourself a chance in the division and a chance at playing games that are going to really, really matter in September in front of great crowds as well. Was there a point where it just enough became enough? Come on, baseball's random sometimes, isn't it, right? I mean, it's just a matter of the ball's going through, the batter's not hitting the, you know, on the other team hitting the ball. How do you view why it's turned so well for you guys in the last couple of weeks?
I think our starting pitcher is, you know, it's been number one, I think, you know, from day one. And you know, obviously it wasn't doing so well, and it's still number one now, and we need it. And, you know, it's been, you know, obviously it's been great the last six games and really, I mean, the last month and a half. And, you know, our defense is there, you know, obviously our hitting is always going to be there. And, you know, it just shows when we're beating teams, you know, 6-1, 7-2, all that kind of stuff. It shows, you know, our starting pitching goes out and dominates our hitters, you know, put multiple runs on the board. And then, you know, we got a few guys, actually a lot of guys in the bullpen that can take care of the last two innings.